WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. After the March stay-at-home order went into effect, photographer Brian Rose decided to document this unprecedented moment by walking through the streets of Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Rose is well known for photographing New York City's shifting landscape over the course of 5 decades, including the Lower East Side and the Meatpacking District. The photos he took over the course of 4 weeks reflect a lot about the community, revealed by its architecture when people aren't there. Most notably, the effects of rapid gentrification. The scenes shot at sites like McLaren Park and Bedford Avenue often feel familiar, but not quite. There's kind of an eeriness to the photos of the streets and storefronts left unattended. Rose is self-publishing these photographs in a collection titled Williamsburg, Brooklyn in the Time of Plague. Brian, welcome to All of It.
It's great to be here. It's really terrific to have a chance to talk about this book.
What was your original intention when you went out to make your pictures?
Well, it was a little tentative at first. I wasn't sure what I was up to. But I had, I was stuck at home like everybody else. My workspace is in Manhattan, and I was not taking the subway, so I was staying at home. And I was looking for something to do, like everyone else. And I realized that I could take walks. So I started doing that with my camera, and it started to turn into something more major after a couple of times going out. So, I had thought of photographing Williamsburg before, but I never felt like I had a motive or, an overarching narrative. But the pandemic really provided that for me.
Williamsburg, of course, is known as one of the most gentrified, or neighborhoods that's been the most gentrified in New York. When did this become apparent to you, and how did it become apparent to you without people in the frame?
Well, I've been here since 2008 in this neighborhood, and I was aware of what had happened, especially on the west side of the neighborhood, on the Manhattan mm-hmm. side of it. And I guess I'm part of it, right? I moved here, and we moved into a condominium in a building on North 3rd Street. But what was interesting to me about doing this project was not that it so much that it revealed gentrification, but it revealed the other side of Williamsburg, which is much more diverse and complex than most people realize. And that there's still quite a bit of poverty in Williamsburg. For me, it was like discovering a neighborhood that I had not really fully understood, even though I lived here.
What was something you learned? What was something from a photo you looked at and thought, oh, I've never seen that before. I've never really had time to stop and think about that before.
Well, Williamsburg, I guess one of the things that, there's the myth of Williamsburg, as this place where artists came and there were so-called hipsters and then this wave of more upscale gentrification in recent years. But as I walked around, I was seeing a neighborhood that had history and reflected earlier times, and I realized that a lot of the people were still here that, were not part of that. Even though I wasn't seeing people because the streets were pretty much empty, I was seeing the envelope that people lived in and worked in. So, you know, Williamsburg is not a typically beautiful New York neighborhood like Park Slope or Fort Greene. You know, it doesn't have brownstones. It doesn't have the kind of, you know, monumental loft buildings that you see in other parts of the city. It's really a more modest kind of architectural place. And I was really seeing it for the first time.
I can remember back in the old days, I dated a guy who was an artist, and he lived on a part of Grand Street, which is very fancy now, but he lived in an old church, and we used to have to pull up the gate and crawl, and that was the front door to his entire apartment. That there were, you know, that part of Williamsburg, does that still exist? I mean, I haven't been there in forever. I think the last time I was there, I saw all these condominiums, and it felt very disjointed to me.
Some places it still exists. If you go to East Williamsburg and you get into the area that, you know, you might call Bushwick, you know, you have industrial buildings and you have people living and working in, you know, fairly basic conditions. But, you know, where I am over here near Bedford Avenue, you know, it's apartment buildings, condos, and that sort of thing. I think that... one of the things that I want to talk about is that, you know, this sense of suspended animation that we were in. I'm looking around at the city that I live in, and I'm thinking, do I really know this place? Is this place going to be here in a few years? How are we going to get through this? And I had this sense of almost impending doom about things, and that's when the idea came up to call this In Time of Plague. You know, plague being, you know, you think of that word as like Shakespearean times, and, you know, and having almost a metaphorical kind of content. So as I walked around, you know, I was seeing the real Williamsburg, but I was also thinking a lot about, you know, where we are as a city and as a people, as a country, actually. So I saw this 1 month. I did 16 walks in 1 month's time. I covered every corner of the neighborhood, tried to be as comprehensive as I could. But I had the sense that this was like the calm before the storm.
Oh, interesting.
And of course, in a short time after I finished the photography, the George Floyd killing happened, and then really the dam broke. And in a sense, the quarantine was over, and tens of thousands of people were in the streets, including in Williamsburg. So to me, this project, you know, is about, it's about Williamsburg. It's a documentation of Williamsburg as a place, but it's also very much about this time.
So with that in mind, what purpose do you see the book serving in the future if someone were to pick it up in 15 years?
Well, you never really know, but, you know, like I have a book of photographs that includes photographs of New York from 1980 and the Lower East Side. And that was another extraordinary time. You know, the city was really crumbling and yet it was also, you know, and the city was bankrupt, essentially. But it was also a very creative time, and there were lots of amazing things going on. So people look back at that, and they, you know, they have a sense of nostalgia for a New York that, you know, isn't really here now. Mm-hmm. And I would talk to younger people who would say, oh, I wish I had lived during that time period. I'm really more someone in the present myself. I don't want to go back to 1980.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, people will look at this in a similar way. You know, when you get 15 years of removed from something, a lot of history will have taken place, and people will bring that history to bear when they look back at this book. I think that's one of the most powerful things about photography, is the way it can encapsulate a particular period of time.
The name of the book is Williamsburg, Brooklyn in a Time of Plague. It is from photographer Brian Rose. Brian, when will we see it? Fingers crossed.
What's that?
It will come out in July, fingers crossed.
Oh, I think it'll come out before then.
Okay.
And I'm going to get it into some of the stores.
Sounds good. And you can also follow Brian.
If they open.
Fingers crossed they will open as well. Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you for having me.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.